It's the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out!
Dr. Maria Walls.
Oh, how on earth do we top that? Far out.
Woo!
Sorry, I've just managed to break the microphone.
We're only just putting our shirts back on up here. Woo!
Indeed.
How are you, Doctor?
Wow, I'm absolutely blown away by Maya Lynch.
Yeah, I know, she's a beautiful and wonderful person. She clever, very smart, amazing stories.
Amazing stories.
But you've got a beauty for us today as well.
I have, yes, and it's called All Governments Tell the Truth. No, that's not. That's a lie. It's called All Governments Lie, and that's
Let's
no
just
surprise.
Recap. The name of the DVD again is All Governments Lie.
That might come as a revelation. Not.
But we didn't vote them in to lie, did we?
Do you think that people in relation to the Samoan pyramid might be telling the truth?
Governments, you mean?
Yeah.
That's the least of my worries, to be honest. There's other things that I would rather governments were a bit more sort of straight up and down about, you know?
Is there such a thing as a good lie, though? Like your mum telling a child, if you carry it, you'll get a big,
hey,
big
if you piss in the swimming pool, it'll be a big red chemical thing will follow you around.
I got told that.
Every New Zealand child that thought they were brought up in a truthful relationship with their parents was told that lie, and they were lied to by their parents. And what other things were they lied to about? That's what I want to know.
Did it stop you pissing in the pool, though?
No, it did not.
Okay.
From the top board as well.
Now I'll do it. Instead of doing it under the water, get out, stand on the side and do it.
Back.
And just look in there and go, stop, you shouldn't have lied to me. You shouldn't have ever lied to me in the first place. Anyhow, I mean, you know, thank God there's some good, honest, straight up and down things like Santa and stuff left, you know, that's what I like. Especially this time of year. Hey, let's talk about governments though. I mean, let's be honest, they get paid to lie.
And then they employ some other people to help them lie more effectively.
And other people to make can get paid better for effectively lying more effectively. To be paid by
and,
from
you know often those of. Often those professional liars PR people are ex-journalists, right?
Good point
because they know how to work the media and what sort of lines have impact.
I was talking to an ex-journalist on the weekend and
an ex-journalist someone who's given up the game,
and she had a three-year-old child and she was desperate to remain in journalism, but anyone who could employ her was so unsympathetic to her being a mother and the hours involved that she went, you know what, I hate it, but I gotta go suck some corporate dick. I'm gonna go work in PR.
Boo.
I'm like, that's sad. Because she's intelligent, she's a good writer, and the only thing that's pushing her into PR is just journalism doesn't seem to have.
It's not the fact there's nowhere really good, there's no proper real journalism left anymore.
Yeah, I mean, well,
where would you go? Oh, maybe I could get, hopefully, I'd get a job at the Herald online, hopefully.
Maybe. Oh, God, look, we're making a lot of enemies right now. Hi, Dr. Walls, let's talk about the film.
Yeah, so.
Oh my God.
Set up to government conspiracy.
Literally just
okay, so we're talking about, and this is an official, this is a documentary that features, featuring contemporary journalist. Jeremy Chahulv, Glenn Greenwald, who's amazing, isn't he? Who you might know from Citizen 4 or such things as the Kim.com carry on. Michael Moore, who you should know from all amazing documentaries ever. And a great TV show called TV Nation once, people forget about it too. Fantastic. This documentary exposes government lies and corporate deception inspired by legendary investigative journalist and Idol of Newsroom Neutrality, I.F. Stone. Now, who's I.F. Stone?
Sure. Well, I.F. Stone is a very... one of the original investigative journalists from the States. So he was really politically radical. He did a newsletter each week called I.F. Stone's Weekly, and he was trying to break open a lot of the lies that were being told. He was operating between 1953 and 71. So Sarah is just adjusting Mikey's broken seat.
Please adjust my broken seat.
Not a euphemism for much.
I'm so much more comfortable now. Put the pick in there, Pete,
please,
and
continue.
Turn it around.
I have Stone.
Real neat.
One of the nice things about this film's graphics is that they take, you know, Life magazine, you know, the logo. They just take they take the F out.
Oh.
And so it's all governments lie.
See
with
what
it.
You did there?
Which is quite good. It talks all about investigative journalism. In fact, there's a statement in the film that says there are two types of journalists, those who care and those who don't.
Well, there's two. I always think there's two types of journalists. There's those who care and then the people who aren't journalists.
Yeah.
Because I think once you start once you start crapping on, then you're PR, you know?
Although, you know, what Sarah was saying before was really interesting, you know, in relation to how somebody who is a journalist decides to make a break for the dark side.
I know
that you have to, but I mean, there's journalism, which is reporting the news and the truth and the facts as the best they can be discovered, and then there's
spin.
Then there's not, you know, and the not side of it doesn't count as journalism, as far as I'm concerned.
I totally agree with you.
Do you get a sense from this film then that if you are a white hat and you do choose the way of the light, that it does become all encompassing?
It's a mission, man.
Don't really have enough left over for
life.
Yeah, mojitos by the pool.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. In fact, I think you know you put your whole life on the line. And that's really shown in this film too.
I think that it's so interesting at the moment how many people, people are so quick to criticise. People are so quick to tear each other's, to tear your post on Facebook apart and to say, hey, your credibility's no good. Bang, 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 bang. Or, you know, you shouldn't be where you are because of bang, 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 bang. Yet the actual people who are prepared to put themselves on the line straight away, straight at the get-go, constantly, there's very few. There's very few people out there that are writing, that are spending their time making sure that what they discover and what they, you know, what they post or what they publish is entirely fact, you know, factual, and why it's important, you know.
And the most dangerous stuff too, the type of reporting that could get you killed, could get your family killed, maimed, could block your future career. You might find suddenly you've got an empty bank balance, you can't get through to different countries. You can't get a job. These people are absolutely heroic in terms of their actions. The film stars people like Amy Goodman, who you might be aware of. She hosted Democracy Now, or she still does. And she was very involved in breaking apart or breaking this idea of Chevron's role in Nigeria, for example. You know, petroleum.
That's an ugly story.
It sure is. She did a lot of coverage in East Timor, for example. She actually received the Gandhi Peace Award in 2012, which is great. Cool. But, you know, like there are people like Grenwald and Goodman who, of course, managed to stay afloat in this world. But I'm sure there are many unsung heroes that we never actually... You know, they kind of run to a dead end and we never hear from them again because bad things have happened to them. Because this is a really high-stakes game.
Like, there was in Bolivia recently, the journalist over there who was killed, who was... Do you remember her name, Sarah? No. She was basically more important... her weekly blogs were getting more readers than their nationwide news was getting a week, you know, but she was killed in the car bomb recently.
Mysteriously, you know? Random accident, not...
Yeah, by cartels, I believe, you know, something like that. But it's the...
Because, I mean, of course you don't do your own dirty work, you contract it out.
So but the documentary is it's not going to tell us anything new, or it will? It's definitely worth a watch.
This documentary has rave reviews. The guy who put it together is Fred Peabody, and he's really passionate about this topic. He's not a particularly well known filmmaker.
It doesn't have a body like a pea either.
Well, he might. I didn't really see much of his body. In fact, I've seen none of his body aside from his face.
You know, this is the thing. You don't assume just because his name's Peabody, he doesn't necessarily mean his body's going to look like a pea.
No, that's absolutely true. So it really looks at I.F. Stone as the anchor for all of these people coming forth and doing this amazing work in a time when, you know, we never hear news stories saying things like the Pentagon lies or the Pentagon has... not told the truth.
We all know that, though.
And there's a great little segment in the film where, you know, like there's something that starts to happen and they announce that Justin Bieber's been arrested for drink driving. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, all this lovely distraction technique that's used.
It's like this is the thing. We haven't got time to go into now, but the day before the Americans had to announce that they hadn't discovered any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, that's the day when Michael Jackson was suddenly... Everyone was hunting for Michael Jackson for the alleged, child molestation charges, and they were, and the police were chasing him around and looking through Neverland with the cameras going, where is he? Where? He's under a roof trying to find him. It's like, firstly, if you haven't found him yet, he's not, you haven't even caught him, so has he even been to trial? So how can you say that even? Okay, right, sure. But the whole world was talking about that the next day and for months afterwards. And you know what? He went through all that whole trial and there was not even one single bit of evidence stuck because it was bullshit, that's why. Anyway, but so the documentary is called All Governments Lie, and it's directed by Fred Peabody, came out last year, and we have a copy to give away to some lucky listener.
We do, and this is particularly pertinent in the age of, you know, Trump's Kellyanne Conway and, you know, like this proliferation of fake news, which is just making everybody question everything, which is probably quite healthy.
Well, you've got, what about this, you've got this story about Jacinda Ardern chatting backstage, you know, yeah, to local, her local comedian friend here, which has suddenly it's made it around the world. World, and it's like, just stop. Who cares, man? Go back to the North Korea thing. Yeah, start focusing on what matters, eh? But yeah, anyway, so how are we going to give a copy of this away?
Ooh, maybe somebody could tell us some sort of conspiracy.
Favorite government fib?
Your favorite government lie of the moment. Well, here comes Lillian. Speaking of favourite, historically,
just your fave.
Your top government lie, the favourite lie. That, yeah,
it's a good film. It was okay. Not last one, but the one before. It's a good watch.
It's and it's chock a block full of some of the most important people in the world. To be honest, in my opinion, anyway. Lillian, you're our news and editorial director. You must have a favourite government lie.
I'm not sure about a lie, but just currently, like, you know, recent times, news roundup times, the line that the Greens have shifted to on the Manus situation.
Manus Island?
Yep. Yes, is a bit squeaky to me. Not squeaky clean, but squeaky.
We were talking about this off air, though, and this potentially is another reason it begs the question, is there ever such a thing as a good lie? Are they lying to save something else? Are they lying because they know if they don't, Australia will do something awful? Or should they just tell the truth and shut up?
But this is what I mean. I'm not sure if it is a lie. We've just noticed that the Greens were quite outspoken about it, and now they've been
obfuscating.
Yes, they've been either told to rein it in, or they've changed their mind, which doesn't seem
right. I mean, I've been quite impressed with the whole sort of, you know, like, it's obviously not, we're obviously not going to get what we want here. Well, yeah, we're not going to get what we've asked for or what we've offered to the Australians. But we've really, you know, I've been impressed with how much our Prime Minister has been really pushing this one, like, publicly and you know, internationally, saying, well, we're fine with it. I don't know about the arrest here, but, oh, sorry, is there a problem? Oh, okay, yeah, cool, well, fine. Sure, you know. Hello there, caller.
Oh, hello there, Mikey.
Hello there, caller.
Well, my favourite lie pertains to the Pike River situation.
Oh,
that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
So the huge accident that happened, and just nothing but an accident, and then it's far too dangerous to ever go in again. Let's seal it up.
Well, they did say yesterday, didn't they, that there will be a delay, but they're still focused on trying to get in there into the drift. Is that right?
Yeah. I'm talking about the government from, you know, the past few 9 years.
Oh, right. Yes. Oh, good mates. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all very, very dirty and awful.
It doesn't seem, there certainly seems like there's something more to the story that's, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I guess, you know, when you have a lot of money, you know, like a corporation that's digging for, you know, minerals such as coal, then of course, there's going to be a lot at stake. You don't necessarily want, you know, to have to pay out huge amounts of money to people.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. You stay there, my friend, and we'll make sure that you get a copy of this DVD. Sounds like you'd enjoy that.
I will. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
We've got some amazing ones coming in. I may have asked for really throwing the cat among the pigeons. Kennedy assassination.
Yeah, save that one. I'm going to place it with that.
All right, and I've got one here that I'm not allowed to tell you.
Oh, no, okay. No, we can say that.
I'm
just going to play the piece of audio. Have I played you this audio?
Oh, no, I'll save it. Because right about now... we don't have any.
No, we can. Okay, so
it's all good.
It's only 50 seconds.
Okay, Mike needs 50 seconds.
To play that. You go. We'll get rid of it and I'll finish it off with that.
So, for the people who aren't lucky enough to win the DVD, would you recommend running out and buying it?
Great Christmas present!
Yeah, I think it's a great thing. I think it's a great thing to support. No, yeah.
The answer is yes, isn't it, Maria? Yes.
But I think you should absolutely seek out alternative opinions and alternative news. All
absolutely.
Of us, because so nothing's necessarily true in the mainstream media.
The DVD is called All Governments Lie, and it's available now through Madman. Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you very much indeed. I'm going to play you a piece of audio that I recorded as a result of reading an Al Jazeera website story 3 days after the tube bombings in London. And I went, really? Went back to the radio station's website and back, you can back paddle, you know, and listen to the whole week. And I recorded this from their website because I didn't believe the story was true. And then I heard, so I took the audio from the story, but it's pertaining to that text message there.
That a listener has sent in saying, my best conspiracy, that the UK consultant firm working on a plan for evacuating tube stations at the exact same time the stations they were using in the exercise were hit in the tube bombing.
So this is what I heard that story and 3 days after the bombings, and then I recorded this, and people didn't, when I first played this on BFM, people didn't even believe it was real, and some people still don't. This is just an audio that was recorded at the time.
The thing that concerns me is that what are we doing for the thousands of men and women actually who are in London working? And I say that because at 9:30 this morning, we were actually running an exercise for over a company of 1,000 people in London based on simultaneous bombs going off precisely at the railway stations that happened this morning. So I still have the hairs on the back of my neck standing upright.
To get this quite straight, you were running an exercise to see how you would cope with this, and it happened while you were running the exercise.
Precisely. And it was about 9:30 this morning. We planned this for a company in obvious reasons, I don't want to reveal their name, but they're listening, they'll know it. And we had a room full of crisis managers for the first time they met. And so within 5 minutes, we made a pretty rapid decision. This is the real one. And so we went through the correct drills of activating crisis management procedures to jump from slow time to quick time thinking and so on.
But that's all.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.